The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
From the West Australian, I'm Ben O'Shea, and this is The West Live.
The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Less than 2 weeks ago, WA was flying high, with Premier Mark McGowan presiding over a record budget surplus of $5.6 billion. We were travelling so well, McGowan felt cocky enough to have a crack at his counterparts on the East Coast, telling them they should do a better job of managing their budgets. They say pride cometh before the fall, and in this case, it's iron ore prices that have fallen. Iron ore sank below $100 a tonne for the first time in 14 months late on Friday, taking its losses to more than 55% from a peak of more than $233 a tonne in May. The sharp fall in the price of iron ore comes as China moves to clean up its heavy polluting industrial sector combined with a cooling property market. So what does the Chinese property market have to do with us here in WA? Well, you'd have to be living under Gina Rinehart's iron ore poetry boulder in Morley not to know there's a very strong correlation between China's demand for steel and the WA economy. When the state budget was finalised in August, prices for iron ore were still at $160 a tonne. So Treasury probably thought it was a safe bet to forecast an iron ore price of $121 a tonne for the coming financial year. The fact the price has already dipped well below that could wipe at least $1 billion off WA's books if iron ore doesn't bounce back. And in case you're wondering, some analysts are predicting iron ore will average less than $90 a tonne next year, putting the McGowan government's surplus projections under a big question mark. Now the Premier is using this as an excuse to bang on the old GST drum, arguing that now is not the time to reduce WA's share. He's 100% right, of course, but that's only a short-term solution to the volatile economics of this state. What he really needs to do is supercharge plans to diversify the economy so WA isn't so heavily reliant on iron ore. It's been a lifesaver during the pandemic, there's no doubt about that, but now is the time to build capacity and capability in other industries. Because if we don't, well, the other states will be the ones giving us advice on balancing the books. Coming up on the show, we'll cross to the Prime Minister's plane ahead of his trip to the US. Plus, is WA losing the vaccine battle? But first, let's see what's making news.